Début du dialogue 10.
Did you hear about the 3-year-old tech company that rejected an offer from Facebook? Evan Spiegel is 23 years old, Bobby Murphy is 25, and they founded Snapchat in 2011. They turned down Facebook's offer of $3 billion because they believe their company is worth more.
Are the founders of Snapchat stupid or rational? And is Facebook desperate or just losing its cool?
According to Evan Spiegel, when the founders of Snapchat first met Mark Zuckerberg, Zuckerberg's attitude was, "We're going to crush you." After that meeting, the Snapchat founders bought a copy of The Art of War for each of their 6 employees.
In Silicon Valley, you're more likely to hear founders talk about changing the world than making money or destroying the opposition. So Snapchat's founders deserve full marks for being honest enough to buy a book that takes a military strategy approach to running a business. After all, tech entrepreneurs are competitive capitalists.
According to the Wall Street Journal, an investment group valued Snapchat at $4 billion. So maybe Snapchat isn't so crazy after all. Facebook's offer may make sense too, since it's similar to Facebook's $1 billion purchase of Instagram. This buyout was criticised at the time, but it's proved to be a great acquisition. And Snapchat is growing even faster than Instagram was.
On the other hand, Facebook's no longer perceived as cool by teenagers. An extensive European study claims that Facebook is dead and buried to older teenagers, those between 16 and 18. The average age of a Facebook user these days is 40 plus, because teenagers are leaving to avoid their parents and teachers. The younger users are shifting to alternative platforms like Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat.
I've heard that teenagers mostly feel embarrassed at being associated with Facebook. They now say that it's their family that insists they stay on Facebook to post about their lives.
But young people don't necessarily determine the next big thing in technology, according to the Wall Street Journal's tech columnist. Sometimes they're the first to flock to technologies that turn out to be huge. Other times, young people pick products and services that go nowhere.
Teenagers may often be wrong, but they're not the only users of Snapchat. In a survey done in 2012, 26% of adults between the ages of 18 and 29 said they used it. So just imagine what the percentage must be today.
Users are sending each other hundreds of millions of pictures a day, each one lasting up to 10 seconds, and then deleted once it's viewed. The fact that the pictures disappear is the attraction. People are tired of having pictures surface years later of some drunken party they went to that cost them a job. Snapchat is a new form of communication. So Snapchat has a growing user base. But, and it's a big but, it isn't making any profits. Is the company really worth more than $3 billion?
In an interview, Evan Spiegel argued that Snapchat created a quiet revolution. Most other websites make a virtue of letting users store stuff like data or photographs. Snapchat made deleting information the default situation.
It's true that Snapchat changed the perception of deleting something. In the past, you typically deleted online information if it was bad or embarrassing. But on Snapchat, the conversations are immediate and ephemeral, just like face-to-face conversations. In our daily lives, we may try to save the really special moments, but by and large, we just try to let everything go. We remember, but we don't try to save.
So Snapchat's founder says, let's delete everything, then you only have to save and organise the 1% that's worth keeping. That's important.
It's certain that people devote time and care to filtering information before publishing it on Facebook. Snapchat thinks people are getting tired of this process of having to market themselves all day long, to manage their profiles and their personal brand, to friend someone so they'll invite you to a party or get you a job. Facebook is work, whereas Snapchat is fun.
Fin du dialogue 10.